Look around, Jeff. I guess that's it. Yes, I guess that's the thing directly in front of me. Half buried in a vast pit. Must have struck with terrific force. But I can see if the object itself doesn't look very much like a meteor. Meteor. Not the meteors I've seen. It looks more like a huge cylinder. What would you say, Professor Pearson?
What's that?
What would you say? What's the diameter of this?
About 30 yards.
About 30 yards. The metal on the sheet is, well, I've never seen anything like it. Here's Mr. Wilmot, owner of the barn. He may have some interesting facts to add. Mr. Wilmot.
I was listening to the radio and kind of drowsy. That professor fellow was talking about Mars. Well, I was half chosen, half...
Yes, Mr. Wilmot, and then what happened?
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio kind of halfway.
Yes, Mr. Wilmot, and then you saw something.
Well, not first off. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound, like this. I turned my head out the window and would have sworn I was asleep and dreaming.
Yes?
I seen a kind of greenish streak and then dingo. Knocked me back to ground. Knocked me clear out of my chair.
and gentlemen, I have a grave announcement to make. Incredible as it may seem, both the observations of science and the evidence of our eyes lead to the inescapable assumption that those strange beings who landed in the Jersey farmlands tonight are the vanguard of an invading army from the planet Mars.
We men as men are finished. We don't know enough. We gotta learn plenty before we get a chance. We've gotta live, 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 we've gotta live.